Environmental groups, timber cutters, and the Forest Service have been battling for years over a series of proposed timber sales in the Shawamigan Nicolet. One of the legal fights is apparently over. It concerns the Cayuga Project, a large tract of timberland near Clam Lake. Under the settlement, logging will proceed on about 5,000 acres, while logging and road building will be delayed for 4 years on 2,000 acres, vital to certain wildlife. Those species include red-shouldered hawks and pine martens. Howard Lerner is with the Environmental Law and Policy Center. He says the settlement is a good compromise.
For some of the timber companies that want to be able to go forward with some logging, rather than have these cases delayed and tied up in the courts, they should be happy that some logging is going to go forward. For some of the conservation groups who would have liked to have seen even less logging, you know, this is one of those old don't let perfection get in the way of the good.
The Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association, which represents about 1,000 loggers in Wisconsin and northern Michigan, says it can live with the Cayuga settlement. But Executive Director Henry Schinnebeck says the ongoing fights over timber sales have held back business during a rough stretch for the economy.
Any time that we take wood out of production that should be basically in the cycle to be put onto market and be cut definitely causes some hardship for the forest products industry.
More settlements on other proposed timber sales may be coming soon. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.